Joe Biden touts the support of Stanley McChrystal, who once mocked him. By Joel B. Polag on November 2, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden told a canvas event near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on Monday afternoon that he had the support of military leaders, including General Stanley McChrystal, who was fired during the Obama-Biden administration for mocking him. Biden listed McChrystal, who now uses military technology to help Democrats with their campaign messaging, as well as retired Admiral William McRaven, as among those former military leaders who have criticized President Donald Trump and endorsed him instead. The irony: McChrystal, who was then commanding U.S. forces in Afghanistan, was fired for disparaging the country's political leaders, including Biden, whom his aides had referred to as "bite me," according to a Rolling Stone expose. The magazine reported, original emphasis. Last fall, during the question and answer session following a speech he gave in London, McChrystal dismissed the counterterrorism strategy being advocated by Vice President Joe Biden as short-sighted, saying it would lead to a state of chaos istin. The remarks earned him a smackdown from the president himself, who summoned the general to a terse private meeting aboard Air Force One. The message to McChrystal seemed clear: shut the fuck up, and keep a lower profile. Now, flipping through printout cards of his speech in Paris, McChrystal wonders aloud what Biden question he might get today, and how he should respond. "I never know what's going to pop out until I'm up there, that's the problem," he says. Then, unable to help themselves, he and his staff imagine the general dismissing the vice president with a good one-liner. "Are you asking about Vice President Biden?" McChrystal says with a laugh. "Who's that?" "Biden?" suggests a top advisor. "Did you say, bite me?" McRaven wrote a year ago that Trump should be removed from office, the sooner, the better. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues: The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.